If you like contaminant-free beach experiences, read on. Public Health Sudbury and Districts has begun its pre-seasonal assessment of all public beaches. This assessment includes sampling the water for E. coli and conducting safety checks for hazards that would render the beach area unsafe. This preseason work will occur between June 12 and 29. Throughout the summer, Public Health Sudbury and Districts regularly samples the water at 33 local public beaches to ensure the water quality is safe. You can check out those inspection results and beach status reports by clicking here. Beginning July 4, all public beachfronts will be inspected for safety hazards, and the water will be sampled on at least a monthly basis until September 1, the health unit said in a news release. The water samples collected will be analyzed for E. coli bacteria, which normally inhabit the intestinal tract of humans and animals. The presence of this bacteria above acceptable levels can be an indication of fecal pollution, which could come from stormwater runoff, pets, or wildlife. You don't want to ingest E. coli, which in high concentrations can cause upset stomach, diarrhea, and vomiting. If water samples show elevated concentrations of bacteria, public health will post signs warning the public that the beach is unsafe for swimming, and daily samples will be collected to monitor the water quality at the beach, said the press release. The swimming advisory signs will remain until tests show that the bacteria levels are acceptable. Members of the public are asked to contact public health for any blue-green algae sightings or physical hazards at a public beach. Blue-green algal blooms have an unsightly pea soup appearance and foul smell and can produce toxins. A public health inspector will provide immediate follow-up.